between the Joint Ways and Means Committee on the agenda today. Under reconsideration is House Bill 3276 relating to housing, and 3276 is back before the full committee for consideration of the Dash 7 amendment. The budget for the Housing and Community Services Department assumes a transfer of $5.53 million from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund. Legislative Council advised that the transfer could not be included in the budget bill. The Dash 7 amendment to House Bill 3276 includes this transfer along with language that will enable the Housing and Community Services Department to use unspent Community Incentive Fund lottery bond proceeds and interest to sustain contributions to affordable housing development and rebuild the Housing Trust Fund corpus. The co-chair recommends House Bill 3276 be amended and repassed to the floor as amended. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment is agreed to and the bill is repassed and sent to the floor as amended. Budget bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 5061, Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5061 ratifies fees established or increased during the 2001-03 biennium. ORS 291.055 requires that the legislature approve new fees or fee increases adopted by agencies during the interim, if those fees are to continue into the next biennium. The 2003-05 budget for the Department of Human Services Public Health is based on revenue generated from the fee changes. Subcommittee on Ways and Means recommend House Bill 5061 be reported out with a due pass.
Thank you, Senator Winters. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 5530, open a work session. Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5530, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, the General Government Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5530. This is the budget bill for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. The OLCC regulates the manufacture, possession, sale, and distribution of alcohol beverages. The agency's budget is financed with revenues from liquor sales, the beer and wine tax, and license fees and fines. These revenues, after subtracting out mandated transfers and the agency's administrative costs, are distributed to the general fund and to cities and counties. Just over $116 million is projected to be distributed to the general fund and $92 million to cities and counties in the 2003-05 biennium. The approved budget of $83 million is 0.3% below the governor's balanced budget. The subcommittee approved $184,801 in reductions for statewide reductions in compensation, inflation, and state government service charges. The budget is 12.75 FTE less than the 2001-03 legislative approved budget. The subcommittee restored two positions in the survey education program for the cost of $267,581, which is fully funded by fee revenues from licensees. The budget also provides over $48 million for agent compensation, which is an increase of $4.5 million over current services resulting from increased estimate in liquor sales revenue for the biennium. The subcommittee added budget notes requiring the agency to develop a financial incentive distribution plan which rewards agents for sales that exceed the close of sessions forecast. Seek approval of the Retail Systems Modernization Project from the Interim Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology. Report on agency organizational structure with a goal towards reducing the number of managers. Report on the performance of assigning district representatives from the Portland office, and to report on the results of survey comparing cost of liquor sold by distributors to other control states to Oregon's cost. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5530 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Winters. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 196 relating to hazardous waste. Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 196 requires hazardous waste generators to pay a one-time $200 fee to obtain an EPA identification number. It also sets an annual hazardous waste generation fee of $110 per metric ton of waste generated with a maximum annual fee of $27,500. The fees are expected to generate about $574,000 per biennium. This revenue is assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality and will be used to fund the hazardous waste program. The subcommittee recommended amendments that deleted the portion of the bill that allowed the department to keep penalties it imposed on generators and hazardous waste and to use that money for technical assistance. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 196 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 468 relating to manufactured structures. Senator Carter is not here. Is it Senator? Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
You're very well.
Senate Bill 468 transfers the duties relating to titling and registration of manufactured structures to the Department of Consumer and Business Services from the Department of Transportation, excuse me, effective May 1st, 2005. Currently, the Department of Transportation Driver and Motor Vehicle Services Division is responsible for handling the ownership, transfer, and some taxation paperwork for manufactured homes. The registration and titling system is intended to ensure that property taxes are paid before a manufactured structure is moved, and that counties and security interest holders are aware of the move. The Interim House Transportation Committee formed a work group to review the issue of transferring these responsibilities out of ODOT. This bill is a result of that effort. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends approval of the $631,570 other funds and six positions, 2.78 full-time equivalent. The budget will be supported by fees charged for ownership documents and dealer licenses. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 468 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Dukes. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 597, finally, relating to licenses for taking shellfish.
Finally?
Senator Dukes.
Mr. Co-Chair, Senate Bill 597 establishes a license for the recreational taking of shellfish. Oregon residents would pay $5 for a yearly license, while non-residents would pay $15 for a yearly license. The subcommittee amended the bill to also establish a non-resident three-day license that will cost $7.50. The new license is expected to generate $900,000 in the 0305 biennium. The bill directs that revenue from license sales is to be used for the protection and enhancement of shellfish for recreational purposes, including shellfish sanitation costs and the cost of enforcement of wildlife laws pertaining to the taking of shellfish. Expenditure limitation was added for the Department of Fish and Wildlife to accommodate costs of implementing the new license, as well as to support a shellfish biologist and for the Oregon State Police to support two game enforcement officers. Revenue from the fee will also support half the Department of Agriculture's shellfish testing program. That adjustment will be made in the department's budget bill. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 597 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Dukes. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Seeing none, it is so ordered. Senate Joint Resolution 14 relating to revenues from taxes on ownership, operation, or use of motor vehicles. And we've got Senator Winters. Are you filling in?
Senate Joint Resolution 14 proposes a constitutional amendment to delete the reference to mobile homes for the purpose of ownership, operation, or use of motor vehicles, and refers the proposed amendment to the November 2004 general election. Currently, revenues generated from title and registration fees charged on mobile homes can only be used for administrative costs, authorized highway fund use, or for acquisition, maintenance, or care of parks or recreation areas. SJR 14 is a companion bill to Senate Bill 468, which transfers the duties relating to titling and registration of manufactured structures to the Department of Consumer and Business Services from the Department of Transportation. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends SJR 14 be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the motion? Your objection? And seeing none, it is ordered. House Bill 2189 relating to public subsidies for health insurance. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2189, as amended, directs the Insurance Pool Governing Board, the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool Board, and the Department of Human Services to work cooperatively to obtain additional federal matching dollars for the Family Health Insurance Program. These federal matching funds would be used to reduce an assessment that is currently paid by health insurers and reinsurers into the OMIP. The OMIP high risk pool is funded by an assessment paid by health insurers. These funds are used to cover anticipated costs of persons who are initially turned down for health insurance for medical reasons that exceed those normally covered by a premium payment. Some, but not all, persons assigned to the OMIP are also provided premium subsidies through FIOP. For those who are joint OMIP and FIOP clients, House Bill 2189 would require OMIP to bill FIOP for the entire health insurance cost. The costs covered by the premium and the additional costs heretofore covered by the assessment. The measure would have FIOP obtain federal match that would then offset about 60% of the assessment for joint FIOP and OMIP clients. The bill as amendment would also make the FIOP income eligibility standard consistent with the anticipated higher eligibility standard for the Children Health Insurance Program, better known as CHIP, of 200% of federal poverty level. FIOP receives a portion of Oregon's allocation of federal CHIP revenues. The Human Services Subcommittee represents House Bill 2189 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection? And seeing none, it is agreed. House Bill 2195 relating to forest product harvest tax. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2195 extends the temporary harvest tax to forest products harvested in calendar years 04 and 05. The revenue from harvest taxes are used to support forest research through the Oregon State University's Forest Research Lab, to partially fund forest practices, forest fire suppression, and forestry assistance to non-industrial landowners through the Department of Forestry, and to finance the Oregon Forest Resources Institute. The Natural Resources Subcommittee approved extending the harvest tax rates of 67 cents per 1,000 board feet for the Forest Research Lab and at 79 cents per 1,000 board feet for forest practices. The rates are repealed on December 31, 2005. The harvest tax for forestry assistance was allowed to sunset effective at the end of calendar year 03. The harvest tax rates are set at a level to coordinate with the agency-approved budgets and the projected harvest levels. The Department of Forestry projects 6.85 billion board feet will be harvested in calendar years 02 and 03. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2195 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Is there a discussion of the motion? Your objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment of the bill is agreed to. House Bill 2349 relating to patient safety. Representative Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2349 amended relates to patient safety. House Bill 2349, as amended, establishes a new semi-independent state agency called the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. The mission of the agency is to improve patient safety by reducing the risk of serious adverse events occurring in Oregon's health care system. The commission will administer an Oregon Patient Safety Reporting Program, which will gather and analyze data concerning serious adverse events and the causes of those events. The commission will use this analysis to make recommendations for improvement in health care. Hospitals, long-term care facilities, pharmacies, ambulatory surgical centers, outpatient renal dialysis facilities, freestanding birthing centers, independent professional health care societies, or associations are eligible but not required to participate in the reporting program. The commission will have a 17-person board of directors that includes the public health officer and 16 others appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The commission is subject to the statutes that govern semi-independent state agencies. The measure allows the commission to assess fees on the voluntary participants to fund the reporting program. Certain provisions of the bill, including the reporting mechanism and the authority to establish fees, sunset on January 2, 2010. The bill requires the commission to report to the Legislative Assembly no later than September 30, 2004 on the implementation of the commission and the Patient Safety Reporting Program. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2349A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Bates. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Open the work session, House Bill 2899, Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2899 revises and simplifies laws related to wetland mitigation banking. A wetland mitigation bank is a larger wetland restoration used to offset many anticipated smaller wetlands loss due to development. The Division of State Lands estimates that the changes made by this bill may result in more use of the Wetland Mitigation Bank Revolving Fund in 0305. If that happens, the Division can return to the Emergency Fund for additional other funds expenditure limitation. The subcommittee recommends adopting an amendment that will correct an oversight in the spill response fees collected by the Department of Environmental Quality related to dredge vessels. This bill redefines dredge vessels and establishes a $24 per day fee instead of a per trip fee. Estimated revenue from this change is $2,500 per year. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Krieger. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Open a work session, House Bill 3023 relating to collection of monies owed to government agencies. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3023 changes the amount of time agencies may hold liquidated and delinquent accounts before they have to turn them over to the Department of Revenue or private collection agencies. Unless exempted, agencies would have 90 days to turn accounts over for collection instead of 1 year, as currently provided in law. Your subcommittee amended to the bill to clarify that the Department of Revenue would have 6 months after date of assignment in which to collect on accounts assigned to them by state agencies. Your General Government Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3023 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Let the record show that Representative Hansen objects. Further objections? And seeing no additional objections, the motion is agreed to. Open the work session, House Bill 3187, relating to ballot. Duke.
Mr. Co-Chair, House Bill 3187 specifies a ballot title for Senate Joint Resolution 14. SJR 14 proposes a constitutional amendment to delete the reference to mobile homes for the purposes of ownership, operation, or use of motor vehicles and refers the proposed amendment to the November 2004 general election. House Bill 3187A only applies if SJR 14 is referred to voters by the 2003 Legislative Assembly. If the legislature does not approve a ballot title, the task falls to the Attorney General. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3187A be reported out due pass.
Thank you, Senator Duke. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. On the work session, House Bill 3620, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3620 creates a task force on ballast water management. The bill requires the task force to report its findings to the Legislative Assembly before October 1, 2004. Portland State University would provide staff support for the task force. The bill also allows vessels to discharge treated ballast water in a manner that is approved by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Keeping a straight face, we're very proud of
you. It's good. You get all the good ones.
I'm getting to the good stuff here. It's in the next sentence. You ready? Untreated ballast water releases from ships entering ports are the chief means by which non-indigenous aquatic species are introduced into the ocean waters of Oregon and the Pacific Coast. The subcommittee recommended the bill be amended to ensure that no one serving on the task force would be eligible for compensation or reimbursement of expenses incurred while participating on the task force. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3620 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Finally, some discussion. Representative Patrick.
Haven't we done this? I recall seeing this for maybe the third time. This mm-hmm. is maybe the third time. Are we ever going to resolve this ballast water issue? Are we just going to keep passing bills? I don't know who the sponsors are. I wasn't in the committee. So, I mean, I guess that's my concern. We keep...
Actually, these are refinements to the ballast water.
Refined ballast water. Oh, okay.
This has this
like fine wine. It is.
That's right. These are subtle refinements.
Okay.
This has to do with sediment. And all joking aside, the aquatic non-indigenous invasive species are a problem for those of us on the coast and responsible for coastal communities. This is a refinement to a previously done ballast water bill.
This won't have to do it until they do it.
We're just going to keep passing bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Further discussion. Is there objection to this motion? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Open a work session, House Bill 3628, relating to waterways. Senator Dukes.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, a different kind of waterway. House Bill 3628 authorizes ports to remove and dispose of abandoned boats, floating homes, and boathouses from the water. It also creates an abandoned boat removal and cleanup subcount, deposits $150,000 from fees collected by the Marine Board in the account, and establishes an expenditure limitation to finance a portion of the removal/disposal costs under circumstances where reimbursement cannot be collected from the vessel's owner. Under current law, responsibility for removal of abandoned boats and houseboats falls to law enforcement officials. Eventual disposal of the vessels requires foreclosure or disposition of unclaimed property by law enforcement. No funding currently exists to finance costs of removal when reimbursement cannot be obtained from owners. Abandoned boats have become a nuisance and in some cases pose a hazard to navigation. The Natural Resources Subcommittee approved extending the bill without a fee increase, clarified that $150,000 is the maximum that can accrue to the fund and any time, at any time, and that expenses are limited to removal and cleanup of abandoned boats, abandoned floating homes, or abandoned boathouses when it has become an environmental threat or safety hazard to navigation, and that it implies to removal and cleanup from water only. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3628 be amended and reported out, do pass.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the motion? Representative Patridge.
I seem to recall the abandoned boats issue last legislative session, too. We have ballast water and abandoned boats every session.
Well, people abandon their boats when they're...
When they're ballast water. Oh, okay, that's so the difference.
Burdened by non-invasive...
No, I'm just wondering, I mean, we...
Not this one, Mr. Kircher. I don't believe we've dealt with this particular issue before. I mean, yes, it's been a problem for a long time, but I don't think we've dealt with it. These are not the ones that get into the navigational channel because the feds take care of those. These are the ones who just linger around.
These are the malingering?
Yes.
Those are the malingering boats.
Yes.
Okay.
Further discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none. Motion is agreed to. Other business before the Joint Committee, Department of Human Services, Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means retroactively approve the submission of a federal grant application to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for funding to evaluate the effectiveness and impact of adolescents and adult pertussis, better known as whooping cough immunization. There's no matching funds requirement, and if awarded, the grant is approximately $325,000 in the first year with the potential of additional funding for up to 5 years. The agency plans to work with Lane County and Human Services to conduct active pertussis surveillance within the Eugene-Springfield area and to develop training materials for clinicians. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval. I might add that Lane County is experiencing, I think, about 200 cases of protesters, and there's other parts of the state that are also beginning to have a whooping cough problem. So with that, Mr. Co-Chair, your Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Is there a discussion? Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to see on the record if there's an explanation of why this is after-the-fact application.
This particular, there's several reasons. We have, they weren't originally approved to be heard by the subcommittee for a while, and we've kind of waited until they could get referred to us. I believe they made application in May, and they made a request to us in May, and we're just now getting around to hearing it.
The request was timely, the approval was not.
Thank you.
Further discussion? The recommendation is accepted. Is there further discussion to come before the other business before the committee? If not, thank you for your attendance. I think our schedule is that we may be back here on Wednesday and on Friday, so be alert to the fact that we can reconvene on those particular days. With that, thank you for your attendance. We are adjourned.